Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Happy holidays to you, Tony.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. What are you doing? Are you getting out of this cold weather and heading someplace warm?
You know, at this stage of the game, I'm just trying to get through the next few hours. The show still. I got my family. Everybody's coming in, and I'm, of course, doing Christmas dinner. So I've got every hour mapped out on what I need to do, the goal of each hour, what has to be done to get that dinner done.
What are we going to see on Michigan Matters this weekend?
Well, you know, we're going to have a wrap-up of the year with so many things. Speaking politically, now, just having a new governor, a whole ton of new legislators, and things going on in Washington. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about some of the lighter stuff, too, some of the easier stories. There aren't many of them. There are tons of really interesting twists and turns, like the Kwame Kilpatrick, what happened with the auto industry, and just the whole reinventing of the state, which I just did this Reinventing Michigan television special for CBS, which aired, and will be posted online at some point soon. There's just so much different stuff going on. It's like, where do you begin kind of a thing. So we're going to talk about that in the show this coming Saturday, which will air. And I'll be writing about small business, how small business is going to be a huge factor and going to help in the rebound of Michigan, starting with my conversation with Rick Snyder and others.
Well, let's talk about your interview with Jennifer Granholm. She's been very accessible, willing to talk with many folks in the media. I'm sure we could talk about the same old, same old. Did you learn anything new from your interview with her?
Well, you know, in fact, I have a special that's going to be airing next Saturday with her. I sat down with her at length and talked about her 8 years and her track record and things that went on. And there was no one who would dispute that the economy tanked while she was there. Whether she responded quickly enough to it is a whole other bone of contention. But the economy and the auto industry in particular was falling apart. She maintains that it would have happened. It wouldn't have mattered who was there. I asked the point of if Dick DeVos had won or if Rick Snyder was there 4 years ago, would this situation have been different? She said she didn't think it would make that much difference who was there, that the situation and circumstances were so dire that the outcome would have been the same. And I know we could sit here and debate that for the next couple hours. But, she worked tirelessly. I think that'll be her legacy. She tried hard. I think she had problems politically getting things done. I think she had problems within her own party in some instances. I think it was a Republican versus Democrat thing that went on there. So we're going to see when Rick Snyder gets in there in a couple weeks with Republicans owning the land up there to see if he's able to get some of his things done. And if he isn't, this is going to tee it up for Obama in 2012. It'd be easier for him as a Democratic president to try to sweep Michigan, which that'll be a backdrop and things we'll be talking about next year.
Carol Kane, in your Reinventing Michigan special, you talk with Rick Snyder and Rick DeVos. Reinventing Michigan has been the theme for Rick Snyder, but their focus is really on getting college graduates to stay, to live, to work in Michigan.
You know, it's interesting. I've written a lot about this issue of the brain drain of talent. I know this has been something that Granholm has talked about with Cool Cities. It's been something talked about. No one's been able to solve the issue, and the issue is how do you create jobs so that there are things for young people to stick around here for or to want to stick around here for. I also, in my special Reinvent in Michigan, talked to Rick DeVos. He's the co-founder of the Art Prize Contest up Grand Rapids Way, which he launched with this family's blessing, he being Betsy and Dick's son and the grandson of the Amway co-founder. Have this annual contest. They give away $500,000 in prize. Create a lot of buzz for the west side of the state. His whole thing, and again, it's in my Reinventing special, talks about doing this to try to help keep more young people in the state, get people talking about his hometown, Grand Rapids, and it's been successful. When you dangle a $500,000 prize, those kinds of things can happen. But this whole issue of brain drain, Rick Snyder's been talking about it. It's a big issue, and we have to have young people sticking around to have a future here. So that's going to be a big challenge amongst everything else that's going to be juggled up in Lansing.
All right, Carol, thanks so much. You've contributed so much to the show. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Tony H., listen, you have a great holiday. I hope you get a chance to rest a little bit and spend some time with the family out there.
Same to you.
Okay.